It's 6:22.
You're listening to Vote 2012 on WTOP and WTOP.com.
Well, you may not believe it, but Election Day is finally here. How are things shaping up in the final hours? Well, CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes is with the Obama campaign back home in Chicago this morning. Are they confident, Nancy?
Good morning, Mike and Bruce. Yes, they are confident. They're always confident. You know, they always say that they feel great, even if things aren't going their way. They're a very disciplined bunch. But in this case, I think over the past few days, we have seen them growing increasingly confident, first of all, because they're looking at polls, both public polls and internal polls, that show them either tied or ahead in just about every battleground state, and also because they've racked up early voting leads in just about every battleground state that offers early voting. Now, typically, Democrats do better during early voting, but Republicans make up that difference on Election Day. So the question is, has the Obama team built up enough of a lead in these early voting states that they can stay on top by the end of the day today?
Now, Mitt Romney still has a couple of campaign stops on this Election Day. He'll be in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Is the president doing anything today, or is he done?
Very different approach from the Obama team. The president is waking up in his own townhouse here in Chicago. He's going to play a traditional pickup basketball game with aides and friends. He probably will drop by Obama campaign headquarters and thank his volunteers and his staffers who have worked so hard all these many months. But he's not going back out on the campaign trail like Governor Romney is. He is doing some local TV interviews. He did some local radio interviews yesterday that will air today. So that'll be seen in a lot of the battleground states. But he's staying put here in Chicago.
Now, we've been told that there's an enthusiasm gap in this campaign, that Republicans have more enthusiasm than Democrats. But I've been hearing a lot being said positively about the Democrats getting out the vote.
Right, and I think you saw, you know, in early voting in states like Florida and Ohio, people standing in line for hours and hours waiting to vote, and Democrats racked up a significant edge in those states. So the Obama campaign team says, look, we have been honing our ground game for 5 years. We've got thousands of volunteers. We've got something like 5,000 staging locations in people's homes all across the country, a very sophisticated operation for getting out the vote on Election Day. We know exactly who we need to target, and we know exactly how to convince them to go to the polls. And tonight will really be the ultimate test of whether they've been overstating or understating their ground game.
A lot of experts are saying we won't know by tomorrow morning who the winner is. Are you hearing any different from the Obama campaign, or is that what they expect?
Well, they've been saying that they feel like they're going to that all of these states are going to be close. They don't think that they're going to pull off major upsets in any one particular state, but that at the end of the day, they will win many of the battleground states. They feel the most confident, I'd say, about Wisconsin, Iowa, and Nevada. Those three, they really think that they've got a great shot of winning. And then right below that is Ohio. And if they win those four states, then they have the 270 electoral votes they need to clinch this nomination. So the only question is, can they pull it off? And if they do, do they win those states decisively enough that we know sometime before midnight tonight that the president has been victorious?
You must feel like you're running for office. How many weeks have you been on the road?
Something like 12.
Wow.
And, you know, in these closing days, the president has been basically campaigning around the clock, getting into his next state overnight at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So we got about 1 hour of sleep this morning before heading here to McCormick Place, where he's going to be holding his election night party tonight. But, you know, there's definitely a sense, as exhausted as we are, that we're witnessing history and that it's a real privilege to be here and to be able to observe it and to be out here with these enormous crowds, both for Governor Romney and for the president. So that kind of keeps us going. We're running on adrenaline.
Awesome. That's terrific. You'll get some sleep next week. Don't worry.
Exactly.
Thanks, Nancy. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes, who's with the Obama campaign. And don't forget, at 7:20, we'll be talking with CNN's Jim Acosta, who's with the Romney campaign.